So this kid has a congenital diaphragmatic hernia, okay? So different ways they can give this to you in the vignette. They can show you a chest X-ray where you see what looks like loops of small bowel in the left hemithorax. You're like, what the fuck? You're like, what am I looking at there? Like, even if you're not a radiology expert, by all means, right? Like, you'll look at a chest X-ray and something just looks weird. They'll tell you the mediastinum is shifted to the right. The congenital diaphragmatic hernia, you need to know that it almost always occurs on the left side. Why? No fucking idea, okay? But it occurs on the left side almost always. And they want you to know the embryologic mechanism, which is failure of formation of pleuroperitoneal membranes, okay? Sounds really nitpicky, sounds really weird. I promise you it's not. It's in terms of any of the embryology that could show up on the step one, that's probably one of the highest yield points is failure of the pleuroperitoneal membranes to form properly. Okay. So they can tell you there's bowel sounds auscultated in the left hemithorax. They could tell you there's decreased bowel sounds in the abdomen, any variety or combination of these presentations. But it's just, this is a high yield diagnosis here for pediatrics. Shows up on step one, shows up on 2CK. So answer here, congenital hernia. It's like, ooh, wow. Like I didn't write congenital diaphragmatic hernia. It's just congenital hernia. So that's the answer. Choice B, failure of canalization of proximal bowel refers to duodenal atresia. Classically see that in Down syndrome. You get bilious vomiting. You diagnose with an abdominal X-ray showing double bubble sign. Okay. And hypoplasia of the lungs, choice C, that refers to Potter sequence when you have renal agenesis leading to oligohydramnios and the fetus needs to aspirate slash swallow that amniotic fluid for proper lung development. So hypoplasia of the lungs could refer to Potter sequence. Choice D, insufficient clearance of amniotic fluid from the alveolar spaces refers to transient tachypnea of the newborn. Don't worry, that's a very 2CK pediatric diagnosis. Long story short is transient tachypnea of the newborn is going to present similar to neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, which is choice E, actually, insufficient surfactant production. It's going to present similarly to NRDS, except in a term neonate. So you'll get a presentation where the kid's born at 38 weeks, and in the presentation, the vignette sounds like he has NRDS, hyaline membrane disease, and you're like, but wait, like he's 38 weeks, he's term, that's weird. That's because it's transient tachypnea of the newborn. It's when you have a fast vaginal delivery or a C-section and there's insufficient time for the amniotic fluid to be cleared by the pulmonary lymphatics. So once again, that's TTN, very 2CK. And then choice E, insufficient surfactant production. Once again, that's NRDS, hyaline membrane disease, and kid born before 34 weeks, greatest risk, type 2 pneumocytes are going to secrete surfactant. They have specialized organelles called lamellar bodies. Okay, lamellar bodies, high yield, that secrete surfactant. Okay, so this question, once again, just congenital diaphragmatic hernia, failure of pleuroperitoneal membranes to form properly, and almost always occurs in the left hemithorax. That's it.